Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Very little to not like Thursday night on the McCracken Court from Coach Tom's 16th-ranked Hoosiers. They concluded the pre-Christmas schedule with pretty much another 40-minute beatback, drilling Austin Peay by 35 with his first back-to-back 60% shooting games in 18 years, finishing off the Governors with its season-best 15 three-pointers, 11 of them in the opening half in this 92-62 victory, I should say. Robert Johnson, who posted a season-high 20, shot in 5 triples, 6 on the night. Robert opened the game with a three-pointer, and it was only fitting that Devontae Green in the first half with a half-court bank bomb that gave Indiana a 17-point lead at intermission. The Governors never got it any closer the rest of the night. The Hoosiers escalating things to 37 on two different occasions as Indiana rests for the holidays now 10-2. James Blackman Jr., electric again with his offense. He dialed in a game-high 24, including 4 three-pointers, was 9 of 12 from the field. Josh Newkirk recorded his first career double with 11 points and served up 11 assists Thursday night. The Hoosiers this week in wins by 47 and 35 points served up 50 total assists, which Coach Tom told us postgame was pleasing to the eye. Indeed it was. It was the two games, 80 minutes following the Butler loss that was even more pleasing in totality. The Hoosier bench uncorked 27 points led by Deron Davis, who posted today career highs for him in rebounds, 7, and assists with 5 in only 19 minutes of activity last night.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, it's not so much a privilege, but it's a right to play 13 games. That's the goal now every year by Indiana University football, and certainly the right has been earned by this 2016 crew that flies to San Francisco later today to continue preparations for next week's Foster Farms Bowl that will be held in the 68,500-seat Levi's Stadium out in Santa Clara next Wednesday night against 19th-ranked Utah, who plays out of the Pac-12. That's the lineup for the bowl game with a kickoff at 8:30 Eastern Time on Fox. The Hoosiers appearing in consecutive bowl games for the first time since 1991 and the third time in school history, making their 11th overall appearance and kind of setting the scene. You know, last year the seniors went out and couldn't get the job done, falling to Duke in the Pinstripe Bowl in New York City back a day after Christmas, losing that tough three-point overtime game to the Blue Devils. Indiana will be meeting Utah for the fourth time overall. We haven't played them since 2002 when they beat us. As a matter of fact, Utah leads this brief series 2-1, but the last time the Hoosiers squared off against a Pac-12 foe, it's been a number of years ago, 12 to be exact, when they went out to Oregon and beat the Ducks 30-24. Indiana's met one Pac-12 opponent in a bowl game, and that was USC, probably one of the strongest USC teams, with O.J. Simpson and crew back in the 68 Rose Bowl, acquitted themselves quite well, lost the game 14-3. This game also marks Indiana's third bowl game in the state of California. Played the 68 Rose Bowl there, and of course the 79 Holiday Bowl against BYU.